This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This guy's really mainline conservative. Agree with almost everything he says. Watched a lot of his videos since the famous leftist in Australia and the U.S. On Comedy Central tried to set him up with edited hour-long interview down to 5 minutes, just like Megyn Kelly did. Australian activist attempting to enter America, interrogated and deported. Tell us about what happened to him. He was going to appear on the Rubin Report and Ladder with Crowder. This is just incredible. The fellow that runs TR.news.
Yeah, this is an Australian activist political commentator called Avi Yemeni. As he said, he appeared on a show with Jim Jeffries, who in public is a big leftist comedian, but apparently not in private. He makes edgy jokes all the time. He just doesn't want them on camera. So he was in an interview which was recorded way before the New Zealand mosque shooting. The mosque shooting happened, and then they tried to use that to smear Avi Yemeni by editing answers to questions which were different questions, exactly as Megyn Kelly did with you. So they gave him a question, then took an answer from a different question, slammed them together to smear him, to make him look like he hated Muslims, and that was the setup. Of course, he was recording the whole conversation, so that completely backfired on Jim Jeffries. Released the full clip on YouTube. It got over 2 million views just on YouTube alone, went viral on Twitter as well. Jim Jeffries has yet to respond to it like 3 weeks later. So Yemeni said, right, I'm going to the US to confront Jim Jeffries and also appear on Crowder and Rubin shows, as he said. So as soon as he landed in America, I think this is actually just this morning or last night, interrogated by the FBI, detained and immediately deported. Yemeni claims that it was at the behest of Comedy Central because they were trying to keep him away from Jim Jeffries.
So we have Ilhan Omar saying she loves 9/11 and hates America. She can be in Congress, but a Jewish Australian well-spoken conservative gets lied about. He wants to come here and do a media tour to expose the lies, and he's banned.
Yeah, and his Facebook page was deleted as well for hate speech. What a surprise. Again, no specific reason. He had 300,000 followers. This thing goes viral. Jim Jeffries, Comedy Central, gets completely embarrassed by it. They didn't even respond to it. Facebook says, oh, we'll help you out. Bang! Your 300,000 follower page has gone. So once again, doing the bidding, these giant social media corporations doing the bidding of other giant corporations like Comedy Central. So yeah, now he's been deported. He's on his way back to Australia. And that's that. He was going to go on all these big shows, do a big media tour, as he said. No, FBI said no, DHS said no.
But now they've got to have him on via Skype. In fact, Daria, everybody, red alert, I want him on. I want him on. And Paul, you got to start using, you got YouTube Live and stuff, man. You've got to interview this dude. You've got to do it, Watson.
Yeah, I know, it's, you know, spinning 40 different plates at once. I'm trying to do as much as I can.
I know, but people want the live stuff from you. And, you know, I know you got your own studios over there and stuff, but we can do a summit.news centric deal for our studios if you want and set that up. You just got to bite the bullet, my friend.
Yeah, I'm doing everything I can.
Let's do more. Hey, seriously, though, what do you think about, just in 60 seconds, they're actually getting ready to start, they've already started indicting the deep state. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know, Alex. I haven't been following it that closely. I don't see how far it can go. It's very concerning how
Obama's chief counsel just got his ass indicted. They handed
it's
down
indictment. Yeah, it's concerning to me, though, how, you know, as we just said, an activist who is basically just doing political commentary can be deported. And, you know, you're supposed
I
to have
don't know
name.
What's going on at my other office across town, even though I got a good crew. Paul, I'm telling you, the president, most of the government is in rebellion against the president.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, the biggest problem amongst his base is the border issue because, you know, you've got more illegals and legals coming across than even under Obama.
That's because the UN launched their full attack,
that's,
Paul.
And yeah, that's why
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's what the base is concerned about, so that's what he needs to address. That is the big elephant in the room for the Trump base.
All right. Summit.news, tomorrow's news today. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk to you again soon. I want to say BrainForce is great. I want to say TurboForce is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Clear from the indictment that came out. It's not about punishing journalism. It's about assisting the hacking of the military computer to steal information from the United States government. And look, I'll wait and see what happens with the charges and how it proceeds. But you know, he skipped bail in the UK. You know, Sweden had those charges which have been dropped in the last several years. But the bottom line is he has to answer for what he has done, at least as it's been charged. I do think it's a little ironic that he may be the only foreigner that this administration would welcome to the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I remember the last time William Binney, one of the most highly decorated codebreakers, one of the top mathematicians in modern history, recognized as a genius, he doesn't like to say it himself, the man that built the modern NSA, and who knows how to use it to actually stop criminals and terrorists instead of giving the establishment panopticonic control over us. Last time he was on, probably 6 months, 8 months ago, I don't remember. He was talking about a film he was in. He's the technical advisor for the film Snowden, so powerful, and I think probably the magnum opus or masterwork of Oliver Stone. And he said, listen, Snowden may have actually committed crimes, what he did. But the point is, Hillary's got all these illegal servers. They're letting foreign governments in. You've got all this illegal spying. You've got all this being shared with big corporations. How about they all get prosecuted first? But what about Julian Assange? Because what he released, specifically over the years, the Democrats at first loved, but then he was fair and released it about the deep state trying to steal the election and other elections and rigging things with CNN. Well, then he became the biggest enemy ever. So now we have the mainstream press as attack dogs against people that are heroes. I mean, I thought Daniel Ellsberg and helping in the Vietnam War did a great job. And we know it wasn't Russian intelligence that did that. We know it was U.S. intelligence that had a soul and thought this is wrong. You just have a war for no reason. Let's end this. So we'll get William Binney's expert take on this. I really appreciate him joining us. He's helping European nations set up NSAs that actually help people, don't surveil them. And I know Trump's quoted him a lot, has been listening to him more, and just ended some of the illegal spying on Benny's advice, and a lot of that's classified. He can't get into those conversations with the president. But William Benny, former actual head of the NSA, the guy that built the modern NSA, joins us, a man who was SWAT teamed and raided and attacked for secretly talking to Congress legally about what's now all become prima facie. This is a very complex issue, but Trump's doing a lot of good going after deep state, but also now Assange being grabbed. I'm really concerned here. I don't know how the president says whoever's got the WikiLeaks, who's ever got Hillary's emails, whoever it is, she's the one committing a crime, release it, and then he releases it, Trump wins the election. There wasn't Russian collusion, there was U.S. intelligence trying to tell the truth from what I know and what you know. Is that accurate, sir?
Well, I think the problem is the deep state has been involved in, like, for example, the Steele dossier, and helping to pay for it and enabling it and lying to it to the FISA court to get warrants to spy on President Trump's campaign. So I mean the point is, once they got one warrant on one person, they're allowed to look out 2 degrees from it or 2 hops from that. So that, if that person ever talked to the Republican National Committee, everybody that talks to the Republican National Committee can be spied on now. And so that's basically how they got to spy on President Trump, under a warrant from the FISA court, which they lied to get the warrant. So, I mean, this is all very corrupt. This is like the I call them the Praetorian Guard. They're the ones who are trying to determine who the president is and what the president does. And this is the deep state with that invested interest in the military-industrial complex and all the companies and all that feed off that information and that money that they get through the contracts with the government. So this is just a real mess down there in D.C.
I understand it's a mess, a swamp. And you've given the president advice on air. I know you've talked to him privately. It seems like he's starting to take a lot of your advice. He just ended one of the big illegal spying programs. I want to get into that with you, but first, looking at Assange, looking like he's aged 40 years, like a hermit, like Gandalf being dragged out of there, and screaming basically, resist, and something about the Trump administration, what is your take on this overall, and what your inside intel is on what's going on?
Well, from where I view it is, this is that continuation down that totalitarian state slide. I mean, when they started spying on everybody back in 2001, that's one of the first things that totalitarian states have to do. They have to know what their population is thinking and what they're planning and what they're organizing to do within their country. So they need to know that in order to be able to control it and stop it if they want to, if it contradicts, for example, the agenda that they have. So that's the first step. The second step then is to silence the media, informing the public what's going on. If you silence them and only feed them certain information, in other words, control the narrative that the people see and hear, then, which is effectively done through the mainstream media. The mainstream media is pretty much signed up to do this simply because they've been intimidated by, the attacks on Jim Risen and Jim Rosen, the Associated Press, the Tea Party, the Occupy Group, Elliot Spitzer, any number of people using the IRS and the Drug Enforcement Administration and the FBI. So, I mean, these are the arms of the totalitarian state and how they exercise them to control the population. So Julian Assange has been the one out there telling the truth all along. And for that, he sticks up above the plane like a nail, and they need to hammer that nail down and make sure that nail never pops up again. So in other words, they need to keep him quiet. And this is basically the way they're threatening everybody, and every reporter really is under threat now worldwide. If they ever say anything that contradicts the agendas of the governments involved, it doesn't have to be the U.S. government. It can be any government like the U.K., Australia, or anybody that's affiliated with them or cooperating with them in this worldwide effort to control the population, then, you know, they can order extradition from anywhere and pull people, foreigners from any country in the world back to their country and try them. This is the threat now that it poses, is posed to every reporter, whether they're TV, radio, you know, print, whatever. They're all now under threat.
They certainly are. Daniel Ellsberg was hailed for releasing information that ended a war. And Assange released information that showed a giant illegal spying network, and now he's being hauled off. This is going to be a real black spot on President Trump if he doesn't do the right thing. Now, I know they're going to wait till it's depoliticized, probably, and the word is some of his lawyers have said that Assange should be released, but we're going to find out. But here's the president almost 3 years ago, 4 or 5 months before the election, saying, I don't care who's got the footage or who's got the emails, you should release it. Here it is.
I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens. That'll be next. Yes, sir.
And he went on the same speech to say, WikiLeaks, if you have it, release it. I'm not talking to WikiLeaks, but she's the one that committed a crime. Release it. He's following standard journalistic thing that if they're exposing a crime, then you shouldn't go to jail for it.
Actually, President Trump, all he had to do was go to NSA and tell them to turn over the emails that they're missing. Because they've got them all.
Of course. Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come back and get into all this with the former technical head of the NSA and whatever topics you want to cover. But I also want to just ask what you think the president should do, what you think is coming next, and this whole prosecution of the deep state that's supposedly going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. NewsWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guest on to talk about big tech spy grid, NSA spy grid, EU spy grids, the big AI wars that are already here, Google, Apple, now Microsoft caught throwing a lot into the Tri-Coms. And you got William Binney, who helped build the modern NSA. The guy, they say, is the key to the sciences that are there, that he developed with other top engineers to win the Cold War and more. And now he's the chief whistleblower. And he watches Snowden in absentia in Russia. He watches Assange drug out looking like a hermit out of his prison. What a time to be alive. And I was talking during the break. We got a lot to cover the next few segments. You're going to lay out the blueprint to bring down the house of cards of the criminals. Again, think about the groups that use the power, not just of big tech, but of big data and the NSA to do what they want and where this is going. So FISA, you're saying, is the roadmap and what they did to Trump, as you've been saying the whole time, and now the president, you've obviously talked to off record, is going down that road. So break down why FISA and the illegal spying that Congressman Nunes is now saying really goes back to 2015 and why this is so big. This is the string that, if pulled, will bring down the entire, the entire sweater.
Yeah, I see. What it is the actually they've been spying on President Trump long before he was president or even ran. So, but in order to validate or at least justify what they've been doing, they needed to get a warrant. So in order to do that, they needed to create this dossier against him so that they could spy on him and all of that and justify retroactively what they've been doing. So the whole point is that this and the president, by the way, has the authorization. He has the authority to declassify all the data submitted to the FISA court and all the FISA court rulings as a result of that data. So once he declassified that, that can be shown in Article 3 courts and out in the public. So now we, the public, will see what was going on with the deep state and the shadow government, what they were doing to try to get the FISA court to give them a warrant to justify what they'd already been doing. So that's the key to tell you who's involved, where to start investigating, what tracks to take in the investigation, and who to start interrogating first. So that'll get down then into the rest of them involved and the rest of the FBI and the DOJ and the DNI, CIA, and FBI and NSA.
What do you make of the fact that Democrats bragged when Trump was first elected, oh, we were spying on him, we've got dirt, he's a Russian? Of course, that was made up, but they were spying. And then they said, oh, no, we didn't. Now the Democrats are saying, oh, the new attorney general is a liar, we weren't spying, we weren't election meddling, when, as you said, the FISA court put out a report 2 years ago saying, hey, we were lied to, we're not part of this, in an inspector general report of the courts that no one covered, that you spotlighted here exclusively from your sources. So it seems like, as you said, they've given a blueprint of their crimes, but also of their perjury.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, perjury to the FISA court is nothing new. They've even perjured themselves to the Supreme Court in the Amnesty International versus Clapper. They lied to the Supreme Court to get that thrown out. And again, it was talking about spying on the U.S. citizens and using that data in courts of law to convict them and not telling them that's the basis for their arrest and conviction. So they do a fabrication through a parallel construction. They perjure themselves in those courts, too. That's done hundreds of times every year. So, and one of the federal agents involved in that program said, this is such a great program, I just hope we can keep it secret. Well, you know, this is a secret police, a secret Gestapo. It's the same thing. It's no different. They're doing everything in secret and hiding the, I mean, after all, what are the laws? What, you know, there's secret laws and we don't know about them. You know, there's secret interpretations of laws like the 215 Patriot Act segment where they interpret it to allow them to get all the phone records of every U.S. citizen from every telephone company. And in fact, when Sensenbrenner and Leahy came out, they later on said that when they wrote this law, you were not intended to be able to do this. So that was a violation.
Total power grab, total mission creep. So from who's the guy that built it, explain it to us. We'll talk next segment about the right way to do it constitutionally. But let's pull back because you're nodding when I'm saying things, but you're the insider. You're the expert of experts. Their whole plot to remove the president has now been exposed. We have the green light. We have their illegal blueprint. Spying before they even had warrants, as you said, parallel construction, where you get warrants after you use the illegal spying to get what you need to then get the warrant or even put false info in. The president listens to this show. Mr. Miller listens to the show. They do. Sean Hannity listens. You should probably obviously be on his show or Tucker Carlson. Yeah. In 3 minutes before you go to break, what do you want to say to the president that he needs to do? Because you were the equivalent, two-star general running the NSA for real, not just a political head. You're the guy. You're the commander. You're the captain. What do we need to do?
Well, first of all, to get into it, like declassify all the FISA court records relevant to the Steele dossier. That will start off the investigation and continue that investigation, start issuing indictments once they have the evidence to prove criminal activity. The other thing is to focus the entire government into doing a disciplined professional job now instead of this bulk acquisition of data on everybody. If you remove all the data that's not relevant to any criminal activity you're looking at, then they don't have the ability to abuse it. And so they wouldn't have the ability to retroactively investigate the now President Trump or anybody else, any general in his organization or anybody in the FISA courts, anybody.
Who really wants everything you ever did secretly stored and the access of all these SJWs? This is insane. Yeah. What if a foreign government gets it?
Yeah. Actually, foreign governments already have access to that database through the IC Reach program, the Five Eyes, the GCHQ in England and the other English-speaking countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They also have access into this, along with the FBI and the CIA and the DEA. So it's all done through IC Reach.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, just the CHICOMs, the Office of Personnel Management hack. I mean, it's insane to create something like this.
Yeah, but they have it on a, right now they think they're safe because they've got it on a closed network, but they don't really have good documentation of their network. So they really don't even know if there's an open port into that network from the outside. That's how bad it is. Because they also lay an outside network in parallel with their internal one.
Plus, and what about infiltrators? Snowden was a patriot.
That too. Yeah.
But what about bad guys?
Insiders, and they started a program internally in NSA, see something or say something about your fellow employees. So that, it's like the Stasi, it's keeping watch on the people that are working for you, too. So anybody that has a grudge against anybody internally in NSA, they can make a complaint about them or say there's something suspicious and get them under investigation. That's just a way of harassing them.
Gosh almighty, when we come back, I want to get into how this is done right. But first, I want to ask you, since you mentioned it, this Chinese company that's the second biggest 5G out there, and the fact that we know these chips have got little mini chips on them they can energize and transponder and get the code data, get the code keys from. Let's talk about the underbelly of this giant NSA system they built to surveil the American people, but really isn't that giant back doors to enemies. With William Binney, the former head of technical NSA, can't beat this level of interview. Please join us and tell your friends and family to tune in right now. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you. My laser trace.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
1984. The priest broke it all down. Everything you do. I see William Benning, former technical head of the NSA, nodding his head when he hears this song, Electric Eye. My sight is clean. No rose-colored glasses. I keep the country free. But what happens when that Ring of Mordor falls into the hands of people that want to oppress? If you see them trying to fix elections, and you see the new Attorney General, William Barr, saying, no, there's no doubt there was spying, and there's no doubt there was election meddling, and so now you see the cover story. So I want to get his take on that, and then from the man that designed the current system, he's the guy on record, they admit, who led the teams that built the system that we now have that's super advanced, AI surveillance, you know, classified 3D models, future predicting programs, what he thinks the president and others should really do. I know you're advising the EU, who claims they want to fix this, where it's actually targeted, where it's profiled, and where it actually works. So break that down, please, sir.
The point is that you can actually solve problems and detect threats in advance by doing a very focused, disciplined attack on data. And it basically boils around three principles, a deductive approach, an abductive approach, and an inductive approach. That deductive means simply if you are communicating with phones, you look out two hops from where you are, and that's the zone of suspicion. You focus on that and let everything else go right by. And the other point is inductively, you look at things like sites that advocate pedophilia or sites that advocate terrorism or violence against the West.
So you target self-announced groups. You target self-announced groups.
Yeah, so we're basically looking at human behavior that is suspicious, that actually justifies probable cause to actually look at them. And then the point is that means that these are people falling in the zone of suspicion. Means you have to look at them. Doesn't mean they're guilty, but once you look at them, you can resolve whether or not they're involved. So that then focuses that down to a very finite set of information across the net. So it makes this content data and analysis of data for the world a manageable problem. So if they focused in on that, that would give everybody in the world privacy because they wouldn't have their data stored. So, and that's the whole point of it. And then that would enable the analysts in NSA, FBI, CIA, and all around the world to actually succeed, where they will be able to successfully get through
because
the
data.
Because
let's be clear, as you said before, when you grab everything, it's not for the mission of stopping terrorists or criminals or child molesters. It blinds that mission. It's only good for massive artificial intelligence data mining to fix and manipulate markets.
Yeah, that's basically what it does. It basically makes them dysfunctional. They can no longer function. And so it's really great for forensics after the fact. Once somebody does an attack and you see who it is, you have all the data on them, so you focus in on them and pull all the data on them, and you can really lay out their network and everything. But that's too late. That's after the fact. Intelligence, the objective is to predict intentions and capabilities of adversaries or potential threats by other things like terrorists and so on.
Stop a nuclear war before it happens. Stop a nuke or a bioweapon being released before it does so you don't have World War III.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. I wanted, while I was here, to mention one thing. We're not through with this looking at the indictment on Julian, but it looks like what they're indicting him for is providing information to Chelsea Manning to protect his identity when he's searching, not to break into the codes or through passwords in other systems. So I think that their charge that's being peddled in the mainstream media that he provided information to look at to help Chelsea Manning break into things is a false assertion out there that they're perpetuating.
That's very flimsy. If you tell somebody how to protect themselves to anonymous surfing, well, then a lot of stuff's criminal. That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. And so I think that really puts in question this indictment.
Anonymity is illegal in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You no longer have the right to be private.
Please continue.
Yeah, so I just think that that's the main thing that's the weakness with this argument against Julian Assange. They couldn't actually put in the indictment that he exposed all these things that they were doing wrong, because that would be attacking journalism, period. That would be very clear. So they have to devise something to create some justification to get him into the U.S., and here's what's going to happen when he gets here. I mean, Chelsea Manning's experienced this, John Kiriakou's experienced. What they do is they go to court, And then the government has so many other charges, the evidence of which is classified, and so they say they can't expose it to the defense, to anybody in the public. The only people that can see it is the judge in the trial. So they
That's
go
extremely Kafkaesque. You don't know the charge you're being, you don't know what you've done.
Yeah, and then they do all this behind closed doors with the judge, and they convict, or, you know, the judge, if the judge says, okay, yeah, I'll convict him on that, then he can come out and say you're guilty. You know, and so you have no defense. There's no sixth.
Well, let me ask you a selfish question. We only got this from banks that were really scared. We got it from two of them. We were trying to prepare a suit, but it's next level. As you know, this is classified, but they have an Interpol and global database of criminals, and then alarms that go off with their movements, supposedly. They used a big multi-billion-dollar Boston company that's really the CIA. A year ago, when they banned me off PayPal and a bunch of stuff, we learned this through Discovery. They listed me as an international terrorist and money launderer. I had double plus rating, no criminal record, the best banking you could have, and they took almost all our bank accounts away. The news said for hate, no, I have been listed as an international terrorist and a money launderer, and that's my designation in banking. And then we went higher up and found out, no, it's the U.S. government. I mean, this is not right. This is out of control.
This is basically what's in the National Defense Authorization Act, Section 1021. It says, you know, the president or his representative, I guess, can designate you as a terrorist, you know, and have the military incarcerate you indefinitely with no due process. That, and I keep pointing out that that reads just like Special Order 48 issued by the Nazis in 1933 after the Reichstag fire. And they used that to get rid of all of their enemies, anybody they didn't like, and anybody that opposed them in any way, and put them in concentration camps. So, I mean, this reads exactly like that.
Let me raise this point to you. Other people in banking and even lawyers look at this and they get scared. Because this isn't supposed to be happening in America, and then courts see this, and they don't even know how to respond. And they're doing this to everybody, and it's so un-American, it's so dangerous.
Yeah, well, it's basically the slide toward totalitarianism. That's how the Nazis got in power and what they did. You know, it's no different than that. It's no different than Stalin and the communists and what they did.
So let me ask you, as a leading expert on this, people say, well, then Trump should fix this. Obviously, he's got a whole rebelling government against him, but I get he should do an executive order or action. But that's what Obama did, as you know, in the Defense Authorization Act in December 2016. He put $2 billion into this Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, and then they just listed all these Americans as terrorists and Russian agents, and then we're like in FBI files in the airport and everywhere is terrorists. I mean, this is like putting yellow stars on Jews.
Yes, it is. It's exactly the same thing. That's how you label people and isolate them and keep them out of public view and basically break them. I mean, that's fundamentally what this is all about. So I can't tell
the whole story, but it took a leader of a major. It was a governor with some of our final banks to have to certify, no, this isn't true, for us to even keep banking. So there's a war within the government right now. I'm not supposed to even have a bank account or a credit card, bro. I don't have any criminal convictions. I haven't had a ticket in like 5 years. And I'm literally listed as a terrorist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's basically what the Nazis did with Special Order 48. It's the same thing. It's like doing the same thing with a, you know, Section 1021 of the NDAA. That's what they're doing here.
Well, just thank God there's still people in the government that went in and, like, countermanded part of it. Or we'd be shut down right now, folks. I'm not trying to be the victim here. I'm not. But we're under attack. William Benning, he won't talk about it. They poisoned him, lost his legs. We'll be right back. Final segment with this hero.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of agencies. He wasn't just the head of the NSA technical, the guy that ran it, not the political head. He was the guy that they credit with engineering most of it, a mathematical genius, and all that's classified, obviously. He came to Austin once for a couple days, and at dinner we literally were being followed. People were sitting next to us, listening to us. I was looking at a lady sitting right there with a little device sticking out of her napkin recording us. Everything he said in private was what he said on air. His integrity is there. Your integrity is a globalist ism. But you were getting during the break into, you were thanking InfoWars, and that's really thanking my viewers and my listeners that make this possible, about the fact that we're the only national show to put out the Snowden slides. And when I was pulling up articles from you on 3-4 years ago, all the videos are gone. On Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they're all gone. They're still at PrisonPlanet.tv, which is now free to the public as a national archive. But people need to understand, we're not up here bitching or complaining. We're just saying, this is a war. I mean, you got clearly poisoned when you testified there in Congress, there at the Senate cafeteria, lost your legs. A lot of folks are going to prison. People, you know, we're not up here like cream puffs just saying all this. This is a real war. They come after you when you talk about this. So can you speak specifically to those slides?
Yeah, the Fairview slide was the one that really showed the outright lie that they've been feeding the U.S. public. That is, they say they're using all this money to tap the lines and find terrorists. Well, I mean, you know, when you look at the Fairview slide, it's got all the tap points on the transatlantic cables coming up on the East Coast and West Coast, and then they have about 80 other tap points going right across the country. Well, if they're after foreigners, the foreigners are all at those 11 or 12 tap points surfacing from the transoceanic cables. That's all the foreign data or foreign communications into the country, all the communications going to foreigners out of the country, and all the communications that are transferred through the U.S., but like from Europe across the U.S. to transiting the U.S. to Asia. So if they only wanted foreigners, all they'd have to do is be at those surface tap points. But instead, they're right across the country, and they're distributed with the population. If you look at the map of the distribution of those tap points, it really parallels the actual population distribution. So that just exposes their outright lie, showing that they are actually after U.S. citizens, not foreigners. So and that idea that they're not doing that was the first one of the lies that they used to justify. You have to give up privacy to get security. That was a lie too from the very beginning, and they knew that because we demonstrated that with the Thin Thread program internally in NSA in the 1990s.
All right, let's expand on that. We know that Apple, Google, and Microsoft have basically been wedded to communist China. They have no rules. They're helping surveil their public, round people up, a global social credit score to track everything you do. This is the next level of the web, a electronic straitjacket, in my view. Correct me if I'm wrong, as former technical director of the NSA. And now, I told people years ago Microsoft was involved. Now it's come out that our own elites chose China as the new beta test for all this. And they've done tax exemption for companies that move there. Your view on China and the AI and how the web's gone from doing what we want to controlling what we do. What is your view on the whole global internet infrastructure itself?
Well, it's all being used as a mechanism for government to collect, first of all the information about people, and secondly, to distribute information, disinformation, if you will, to control what people think and how they view things. Like, people get shadow blocked, like if they don't like people like your show or any other show or any activity, like for people wanting to become 501c3s to be politically active, they don't like that. They have means and ways of stopping it. And that's what they're using all of this information to basically be able to assess that and take actions accordingly. So, you know, it's just a matter of this totalitarian slide is still going on, and we're enabling it. And they're being so outright arrogant about it. I mean, they can, like Clapper and all, can go up and lie to Congress. You know, they can do whatever they say, and there are no consequences whatsoever. So, you know, this is now they figure they have so much power that nobody can stop them and nobody can do anything about it. This is really getting bad. And this is really what I've been hoping that President Trump would address. That is, he's got enough support internally in these agencies from the lower level employees, not from the management, because the management is really corrupt. And
they're on power trips enjoying this wizard power.
Yeah, that's right. But he's got enough support there. If he wanted to take action, he could demand the resignation of these people to get them the hell out of the way.
Well, I mean, here's a microcosm. I have thousands of supporters that buy products from us, and they give us their phone numbers, their emails, and their trust at a much lower level than this being scooped up. I would never sit there and exploit what they did. There's a respect. They're buying products from me. They like me. I don't break those rules. I don't even have an instinct to do it. But I went and stayed a few months ago at a particular hotel in Mexico, a big chain. Suddenly all our emails are being spammed, our phone numbers are being spammed, they sold our data. So it's that difference of respecting people means you respect yourself. And I just don't get the basic chivalry of the West dying. We build this whole thing, and then it's used to screw everyone over. Don't the people running the surveillance grid get that they can't control themselves, and they're going to end up creating a crisis so bad that there's going to be a new Nuremberg system, whether it's in 5 years or 50 years? This is shit. They're breaking all the rules that have been laid down to build a safe, good society.
Yes, that's right. They are. And by the way, it's all done by greed, because they're all paid for this, right? If whatever data they give,
no, I agree. So who's behind it? Who are the main culprits?
They get paid. Well, the bankers are behind it, along with the tech companies are involved. It's all like a, you know, we keep sharing information about and paying each other.
So they're all divorced from it. There's a lot of people want all the data,
yeah,
but they just don't get what it means.
Yeah, they don't realize that. I mean, I keep saying J. Edgar Hoover on super steroids, but, you know, that's really what it means. It means somebody has power over you, whether or not you like it or not. I mean, if you start doing the wrong thing, they can come and put pressure on you, or some put pressure on somebody you care about.
And let's be clear,
influencing you. You know, it's just standard procedure for the SS, the KGB, the Stasi, all of them. They all did this.
This is an intelligence agency wet dream.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty much what Wolfgang Schmidt, a former East German lieutenant colonel in the Stasi, said. He said, for us, this would have been a dream come true.
Well, he got hired. I remember seeing this in 2010.
Yeah.
That Obama had signed a $1.2 million a year contract with the head of the Stasi, former head. At first, I didn't believe it. And then I saw the U.S. Funding in Congress, and they hired him to help. And then Google's moving into the former Stasi headquarters in Eastern Germany. It's like a joke.
Well, I think it's pretty much, it's consistent with what they're after. I mean, this is all pretty consistent. I don't really see any deviation from this.
No, I agree. So, sir, as a former technical head of the NSA, what is it consistent with? I guess the global domination, a mad rush,
yes,
to total data power?
Yes, it's all of that, total control of the population in the world. That's really what it's all about. And that's why all these agencies are cooperating together, NSA with the Five Eyes, with about at least 9 other countries to do this bulk acquisition. And then they all share it through various means like XKeyscore and IC Reach. And so NSA really has become the storage facility for them and the world, basically.
So just like Hillary's server had 20-something governments on it, they know it. It becomes like big piles of crap that flies come to.
That's right. Yeah. And it's really, you know, there's no discipline, professionalism, or anything in it anymore. It's all for just bulk acquisition. That way, they figure they've got everything covered. So that they have all the information in the world. If anything happens, they've got the data, and they can go in and look at it.
Well, exactly. You know? Here's an example. I just finished watching Highwaymen. It's actually based on a true story, not worshiping Bonnie and Clyde. And they offered the Texas Rangers $1,000 to tell the story to AP, and they said, no, we're not going to do it. Imagine the power people get off selling your data. It's a serious form of robbery. I know you've got to go. Do 5 more minutes with us. We're going to go to a 2-minute break. I want to come back and ask you about 5G and WAPO and the Chinese influence, and, you know, the fact that we can transcend this as Americans to these grids that have been built are two-way streets here and are so dangerous. William Benny doesn't want to plug anything. He never wrote a book, never did anything, never got paid for anything. He just does it as a very humble patriot. But ExposedFacts.org writes articles about him. They go to American.org as a film, pgknowledge.eu, and he also, of course, advised on the main film, Snowden, that was put out by Oliver Stone. Everybody should watch that tonight. I'm very humbled talking to him. He's a great patriot. And we also have Nick Begich, whose brother, of course, is a senator, his father, a famous congressman. He's a top scientist. He'll get more to this coming up. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.